Hot 103 Jams presents the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Hey, I go by the name of KC Young Boss, and you are now tuned in to the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. You hear me, baby? Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Shay and Shine Morning Grind. Get up, get up, get up. Kansas City, we live. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Shay and Shine Morning Grind. Get up, get up, get up. Kansas City, we live.
Wake up. It's time to wake up and get that bag, bro. It's enough money for everybody, so why you mad, though? Rep the Royals and Chiefs, Hot 103 KBRS. Trying to get you from Monday morning to TGIF. Hit the snooze button, get dressed. Time to flex on your ex. We got the shade. Plus, I know the plug, her name is Shay. We gon' play all them hits. We gon' play all them hits. I know you heard them other stations, but they ain't popping like this.
Yeah. A couple of times today, we're gonna get folks qualified to get $1,000 on Friday. I love it when we drop money in people's lives.
I need that money.
Unexpected financial blessing can change the trajectory of your week, your month, your year.
Yeah, just a complete mood changer.
So, yesterday we had Dave on the show. Homeless man in Kansas City stopped. Assisted Jeff Allen with getting his car out of the snowdrift. Was able to go on to Arrowhead and participate in the game. And see, there's some things coming out about him now that he already talked about. So it's just shameful how, you know, we push somebody to the forefront and say, great, great, great. And then we go to digging into their past to see what we can find. And we see this over and over and over and over again. It's not, he's not the first person this has been done to.
Yeah, I was upset when I saw that yesterday. Because I feel like all the positive strides he was making, people were just trying to tear it down and belittle it. And I just don't think that's fair. I really don't. Everybody has a past. We all do things that we're not proud of. But come on, man. Why damp this positivity that was going on?
And I really just felt like the entire situation was ordained by God. That so many different things had to go into place for this to happen. Dr. Duvernay Tardif had to be hurt in order for Jeff Allen to be called back up to play. So if he had never been hurt, Jeff would have never been called up, and then Dave would have never met him.
Right.
If God never sent that storm, Dave would have never met Jeff.
Right.
And we would have never known who he was, and he would have continued on in the way his life had been going on. Mm-hmm. So many great things happened all at once to create this environment. And I saw it as an opportunity for God to let Dave know that whatever you've been through, look how important you are to me, and I'm going to get all these important people involved in your life.
Dave, we praying for you, dog. We pulling for you. And we still want to see you.
I told him in 3 months, I want to see him looking different.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is they showed like all of his mugshots and stuff, right?
Right.
Dave, oh, he was so cute. And it's like, you know, I want to see him back to that, Dave. Mm-hmm. We definitely are praying for you, and we're hoping that you'll be able to overcome whatever it is the enemy has placed in your path.
Amen, Reverend Shay.
Nah, this is serious, B, for real. There's some school closings. Hickman Mills Center, Raytown, Grandview, they're closed. KCP&L are saying that. Maybe till Thursday till they get all the power back on.
I seen some folks online, they are just upset. And I would be too, because all your groceries are just done for now.
Well, you put that in a box and put that outside. It's cold outside. It'll be all right if you put it outside.
Have you had to do that before?
I done been without electricity, not from storms, from non-payment.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up in a house. Shoot, I used to put my school clothes underneath my mattress and sleep on top of it, and that's how you ironed your clothes.
Yeah.
Shoot. You know what I'm many times I'm doing candles. All right,
don't talk too much now.
Nah, candles to see.
Well, yeah, of course. Thought you was about to say something mischievous.
Like what?
You know, you got a past life. You know what I'm saying? You always tell me you a thug.
I'm a triple OG out here in these streets.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Not as cold, but we do have a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock. Cloudy and 33 right now in Grandview. Shade was popping.
Rumors are swirling that Drake could possibly be doing a Las Vegas residency. While he was performing at a nightclub in Vegas, he told the crowd, quote, they're going to have a lot of chances to watch him perform in the upcoming year. So some folks thought that that could possibly be him letting the cat out the bag.
I hope so.
That would be dope.
Vegas. They got T.I. has a residency there now.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
Where?
I think Dre's or something like that. That's what it's called.
Well, go ahead. Get your money, y'all. I ain't mad at all.
I need that money.
So Meek Mill is set to perform on Saturday Night Live, January 26th. This will be Meek's first appearance on SNL. He really has stepped his A-list up, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no. He went from, you know, a C plus, you know, to like, you know, A minus.
A solid C. Yeah.
You know, B plus somewhere around that area. Yeah, he's up there now.
Because Saturday Night Live means that you're really mainstream. Like, yeah. They don't let everybody do that.
Nah, not at all. So, with that being said, fam, you got to do a little piece of Dreams and Nightmares. Just a little piece of it.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
That just sets the tone right there.
Yes, it does.
And of course, you know, the Eagles who back at the house, they would appreciate him doing that.
Right.
So, T-Pain and Lil Wayne, are you here for a T-Wayne sequel?
Well, you know, we've been doing a 10-year challenge, right? The 2009 versus 2019. Mm-hmm. In 2009, yes. You know, around that time, I would want this, but I don't know about now.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done on the whole auto-tune thing.
Yeah, man, Jay-Z kind of killed that off, didn't he?
But I think T-Pain actually can sing, though. I think I saw a video of him singing, and he sounded fine.
Yeah, he can blow. Just give him a nice little beat. Mm. But, yeah, you know, that Carter 5, it didn't quite curl. It didn't flop, but, you know, it didn't hit like people thought it was going to hit. And T-Pain ain't released nothing in 5-6 years, so y'all go ahead and keep that.
It's interesting how the music business has changed. You know, if you sold for 500,000 albums in a week, that meant that you were number one.
Yeah.
Well, A Boogie with a Hoodie is number one, and he only sold 823 physical copies of Hoodie Season.
What the streams do, though?
Oh, over 83 million.
Mm-hmm. That's what tells the tale right there. We're just in a new era.
This is true.
That's all it is, man. I mean, people are still consuming your music one way or the other. Just people not buying no CDs or cassettes or albums or anything like that. They got to fix that streaming stuff, though, because it's like the artists don't get paid enough. Some artists only get like half a cent per stream or something like that. Something crazy. You got something in your eye? You good over there?
I did. Why you had to tell everybody I was trying to get it out?
I'm concerned
see me.
About you.
What were you going to do? Stop the show?
Yes.
It come blow this last out of my eye.
Whatever's necessary for you to be okay, I'm willing to do it.
I'm fine without you blowing.
You looking like Petty Watt.
I'm fine without you blowing in my eye, fam. You can stay where you at. I got it.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my co-parenting partner, so to speak, feels as though she can only punish our son when he do something bad. Now, don't get me wrong. You are entitled to do that. But my son brings home straight A's, and he had a mistake and got an F in communication. Now she wants to embarrass him at school, and I'm mad about that. You should reward him with the same gratitude when he's doing good. Now, maybe it's just me, but y'all let me know what y'all think about that.
I tell you what, my parents would love to have your kid instead of me.
Y'all do y'all thing, man. But I'm like, you gotta reward kids. You can't just punish them all the time. You know what I'm saying? Cause I grew up under that regime of belts and whippings and that type of thing. I'm trying to get out of that by, you know, reverse psychology. You know, if he mess up, he mess up. He's a kid, you know. But I want her to realize you need to reward him more than you decide to punish him.
And Shay need to take some cues from you, because Shay, you need to reward me for dealing with you every day.
You are my son, so maybe I will take that as some advice. I will possibly think of that.
Ain't nothing to you. But
okay,
you
then see,
me.
See, you always trying to say something, and then you already know my mouth is way slicker than yours.
I don't care about none of that.
So anyway, sir,
my hands is quicker than yours.
No, it's not. No, it's not. When them goons swarm outside the station when you come outside, don't you say? I got plenty goons.
Anyway, who is this?
Hey, this your boy Marcus. You know what I'm saying, representing that IGC.
All right, Marcus, we're going to be praying for your son, because it's going down. I don't care what we say. She's going.
I'm going to call y'all back in this grade period. Let y'all know he got straight A's and he's
for us. Okay.
All right, have a good one, bro.
Y'all too.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Happy Founders Day to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Uh-huh.
My sorority, Delta Sigma Theta, we celebrated our Founders Day on Sunday. I wasn't on the radio, so I couldn't shout out my Saras.
Give me a whoop.
No, I'm a chill. Let the AKAs enjoy themselves today.
All right. Happy Founders Day, ladies.
For real, though. So, Donald Trump opened up the White House to the championship-winning Clemson football squad. They showed up and... table full of Big Mac, Filet-O-Fishes, Whoppers, and bacon double cheeseburgers.
The House of Carbs.
He said, this is delicious, great American food.
This is ridiculous, Shay. Seriously, those kids, they don't eat like that on campus.
In Seriously. The South, Chick-fil-A is the fast food of choice.
It seems like every day it just seems like it's something new, a new mockery. He's making a mockery of the president's office. And this is ridiculous, fam. Like you didn't have enough money to
He's blaming it on the shutdown.
Okay.
He says that many of the staff are furloughed. But I don't believe that whoever's cooking for him, like, they stopped cooking for him.
Right. Nah.
There's somebody cooking your food.
And there's no shade to McDonald's or Wendy's or any of the fast food places. No shade to them. But normally, when you eat at the White House, you know, you get...
5-star.
Yeah. You know, steak, lobster, all that type of stuff. And for him to do this, like, come on, dog. Isn't he a billionaire?
I think that's questionable.
Well,
that's why he won't release those. That's part of the reason why he won't release those tax refunds, because I don't believe that he's a billionaire. I don't.
Like, and I know this is kind of different, but when I cater to you, or when we do stuff, we, you know, I gave you breakfast the other day. Nice little breakfast meal. He gave them what if I gave you a McDonald's breakfast for your birthday?
You have before, and I've been grateful.
No. Not for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did.
Like
no,
I didn't. A year or two ago. Yeah, you did. And I was thankful. You know, I like an egg McMuffin with no Canadian bacon.
And forget all that. He's supposed to get them what they deserve. These are champions.
This is the fourth week of the shutdown, the longest shutdown in U.S. history. He says he's not backing down. He getting that money. Y'all gonna pay for that wall that he told y'all that Mexico was gonna pay for.
So innocent people who have to work every day to provide, they have to suffer all because he doesn't want to back down from this wall situation.
Delays at airports are rising in Atlanta. The wait to get through security was more than an hour.
People are not inspecting foods.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility that people could get sick from these foods. Are you kidding me right now?
Give him his money then.
He's holding America hostage, Shay. Seriously, like, this is ridiculous.
I don't know how anyone can support this, especially when he said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. So why? I don't know why we're going through this, because that's what you said. They were going to pay for it.
Whole country at risk right now. Mm. You never know what could be going on these flights, the food.
Somebody got a gun through Atlanta.
Atlanta,
and
yeah.
Took it to Japan.
Like, come on, dog. This is serious. And I don't think people are taking this serious enough. I really don't. Especially him.
It's got to be the most beautiful wall you've ever seen in your life.
God bless the United States.
Stacey Shaw knows the law with some legal advice for you coming up. At 7-Eleven on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Tremendous amounts of water.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Directly from the Living My Best Life files, a woman was drinking wine from a Pringles can.
A what?
And riding an electric cart through the Walmart. Living her best life.
That's her worst life. She can live better than that.
With some store employees told police she had been riding and drinking for 2.5 hours throughout the store. So the police found her and banned her from the Walmart location.
Now, whose auntie is this?
I see that as living her life. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
She won't hurt nobody.
Drinking wine out of a Pringles can in Walmart, fam? That's her best life? I think she could do better than that.
Have you ever been banned from a store?
No. No, I haven't. What you looking at me like that for? Like you don't believe me or something?
No, I wasn't saying I didn't believe you. I just was...
Have you?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Story time with Shay. Let's go. Come on. hit me with it.
I was probably like 21 or 22. And I was with one of my homegirls. And we were in the mall. And she saw this girl that was messing with the dude. She was messing with...
Here we go. I can see where this is going.
And so she, you know, the other girl approached us. She didn't approach her.
Uh-huh.
And she just so happened to be drinking some water in a bottle of water. And then she put the bottle of water all over the girl. She went right over her head.
Oh, my God.
So the girl stepped up. They talking. And then I kind of like pushed her down. So we got talked to by the people at the mall. Not coming
so
back.
Y'all was fighting at the Glamorama?
I didn't fight. The Glamorama at fam? A word?
At the Jeans West?
I don't wear men's clothes. Like a grape. I don't wear men's clothes, so I wouldn't be at the Jeans West.
Women's clothes there?
No. I would not be at the Jeans West.
You wouldn't buy no orange jeans?
No. I might have had a color block silk shirt, though.
Oh, my God.
A pair of suede shorts. I might have had that.
I know Stacey Shaw knows Law was getting some blue and gray jeans from Jeans West. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Well, you know what? No one ever asked me any fun questions, but I have gotten put out of some places before. I was not drinking out of a Pringles can, but I did have some funny stories, but that's, we're going to talk about that later. So happy belated birthday, Shay.
Thank you.
I totally owe you a birthday song, and I got your birthday cake. But today we are talking about what to do if your refund check ever comes. So how to level up in 2019 by getting your license reinstated, starting a business, finally getting custody of your kids, in 2019. I'm going to be talking about five things that you can do at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 today. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Not as cold. Dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock. Drizzling 33 right now. Raytown. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Mario Van Peebles, actor, is 62 today. Rapper and producer Ninth Wonder is 44. Bernard Hopkins, former boxer and WBC light heavyweight champion, is 54. Actress Regina King. Jerry Maguire, 227 Friday. Poetic Justice.
Y'all ain't got no oldie. Girl.
48 today. Lisa, member of Lisa and the Cult Jam, is 53.
Ooh, she is fine,
boy. I wonder.
Rapper Pitbull is 38. Rachel Roy, designer and ex-wife of Damon Dash, is 45 today. And Young Dro. The first time we kicked it was at a Young Dro.
Yep.
Well, no, not really. The White Linen Party was the first time, but
yeah, the second time. Yeah, you just came up with me.
I was like, yo, I'm riding with you, son. You was like, for real? Okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming.
Okay. Happy birthday, everybody born on January 15th. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., today is his birthday as well.
And beautiful Julie Jones.
No, she ain't no celebrity friend. She don't count.
Excuse me?
She don't count.
Julie is a celebrity friend.
Happy birthday, Julie. On to the shade.
So there was a new episode of the Wendy Williams show on yesterday, but Wendy Williams wasn't part of it.
Who did they have?
They had Don Lemon and some other people that I don't really know firsthand.
That fits.
They kind of did like a trending topic kind of situation. They just talked about stuff that's going on in the news.
She better stay off TV and get well. Seriously, I know it's hard for her because she's a workaholic and she likes to go hard, but she's been going hard for so many years now and she got to chill out.
Yeah, for real though.
Take care of yourself.
Alexis Sky recently got into a little kerfuffle with Black China at a party. And now Alexis is cooking meals for China's baby daddy, Rob Kardashian.
Looking like a lick. A lick.
Who? Her
or him? Rob Kardashian, not her. Rob Kardashian is getting used by these girls, period.
I need that money.
That's how they coming to him, and he giving it to him.
He the only one?
Is it not hiding in plain sight? It's not obvious at this point.
He ain't the only one.
I mean, he's not, but he's the shining example right now. Looking like a lick and getting licked like a lollipop.
I hope so.
I'm sure I could probably produce a couple little chicks.
Nah.
From the 50s that
done
got you for a little small change bag.
For what?
For what? A small change bag?
Some M&Ms at the turn thing that you find at the grocery store? Okay.
Caught you for the short stay at the mall? The little short trip to the mall?
Never. You ain't never.
The short trip. I didn't say you was there a long time.
No trip.
But you let them pick
up. You know what? I'm offended that you even put me in that category. I am so offended.
Pick up a pair of jeans or something.
Man, you are super tripping right now, fam.
The short stay.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, sir. It's about that time.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's go.
Okay. Well, today we're talking about five ways to level up with your tax return when it comes, whenever that is. So the first thing that I see, and these are all things that I see on social media every single year around tax time. So I'm going to give you some advice about how to do it right. First, license reinstatement. Call a lawyer before you pay off your old warrants. I see a lot of people in line at municipal court paying off their old tickets, And what they're really doing is setting themselves up for a license revocation. A lot of times they're paying so many that they have enough points to get their license revoked for a year. So make sure before you pay, you call an attorney, because paying with them without an amendment gives points on your license. Number two, if you're going to buy a car, make sure that you buy one from a reputable dealer. The lemon law only pertains to new cars, not used cars. And so if you're buying a used car, make sure you get it checked out from a mechanic and you negotiate for a warranty, because a warranty is legally enforceable. The lemon law only pertains to new cars. So make sure you negotiate for a warranty, and if they're not enforcing it, call an attorney. And get car insurance. Big, big thing, get car insurance. Number three, exercise your parenting rights. Consult with a custody lawyer or file the case yourself. We just had a seminar teaching moms and dads how to file for their own custody case to get more parenting time with their children. And so if you have some extra money, that would be a great way to put it to use. Number four, open a business. So many entrepreneurs are springing up all over social media. I've got, of course, a lot of my favorites that are just starting this year. New year, new you, start a business. I would recommend consulting with a business lawyer and an accountant before you get started, and getting help with incorporating and setting up your business systems. So it's just one thing to open a business, but it's another thing to actually have a formalized way that you're doing business to make sure that when you open up, you're not going to have a lot of problems. And number five, level up your business. If you're an existing micro or small business owner, commit to making the step to get bigger. Maybe this year you're going to hire your first employee, or you're going to take yourself out of the operation of your business. I've been talking about this on Facebook through my live shows for all of January, so make sure you go tune in. You can invest in a marketing or social media consultant, hire a business strategist for growth assistance, or pay down business debt. If you have a question over anything that I just said, you can always give my office a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook at Stacey Shaw Law, and you can visit my website at StaceyShawLaw.com. Until I talk to you all next time, don't forget that my favorite school, Faith Academy, is enrolling for next school year.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We'll holler at you next Tuesday.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, tomorrow we're going to be talking to JoJo and Vanessa Simmons, Growing Up Hip Hop. They got a 2-hour special that's going to be airing on Thursday, and I guess they called them to talk to us about it.
Need to see how they're doing. I know they've been going through some things.
Yeah, Dylan. Little sister lost the father of her child. Unfortunate situation. Speaking of unfortunate situations, a Pittsburgh man was arrested after police officers busted him for leaving 2 pounds of weed in an Uber.
Damn! What?
So all of this started when the Uber driver actually discovered the bag, called the police, told
them
about
it.
So they said, okay, let's go through the records and get the phone number associated with the person who you just dropped off.
Weed!
And through the graces of modern technology, somehow we got our hands on the audio, Brian.
Really?
Man, you ain't gonna believe this.
What was going on?
I left that gas in the backseat of the Uber.
You left the whole zip, cuz?
Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Hold on, let me answer this. Hello?
Hey, man, this is your Uber driver, and you left a bag back here, man.
Oh, you found that?
Yeah, man, I can drop it off to you. Where you wanna meet up at?
Bet. Yeah, let's just meet at that McDonald's over there on the east side.
All right, man. See you there.
20 minutes later.
Man, thank you, man. You just don't know what you did. You just saved my life.
Hey, no problem, man. But what's that smell? It smells kind of funny.
Don't worry about that, y'all. You know what I'm talking
about? Jamal? Jamal Jackson? Put your hands behind your back.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do is going to be used against you in a court of law. What makes you think you can leave 2 pounds of weed in the back seat and somebody's going to return it to you? You're going to jail, bucko.
Oh my God. How did you get that?
Man, you know, friends in low places, I guess.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Gems.
Flex on your ex.
It's Nathan Hill calling from Hill Janitorial and Cleaning Services. Man, I want to flex on my ex, Cookie. Last name Boston, man. She lied to me, said she could have kids, but she couldn't have kids and shit, man. So I want to flex on her, you know what I'm saying, because I finally got a son, and she married a rapist, man. So that's why I want to flex on her.
There's a lot going on here. That was something that she could not have helped, fam.
Oh, no, she could have helped it, man. She lied to me, man. Her whole family told me she couldn't have kids. She been knew it.
That's a lot to unpack, Shay.
I appreciate her for lying to me.
Well, congratulations for your seed.
Flex on your ex.
My ex, I've been split up from him for like 2 years, so I'm over it. I want him to get on with his life, and I want him to do well. So I found out he's engaged to the chick he cheated on me with. But the same week I found this out, I got a message from her ex, and I have his old phone number on a different line, right? For my Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out from him, like, I guess they were still living together and all this stuff. I didn't need to know because he was texting my ex, and he thought that I was his ex, like my ex.
Mm.
Fast forward about a month later, and they're still supposed to be engaged right now. I get a message from the chick that he's engaged to that he had cheated on me with originally. And she was asking, hey, this night he didn't come home, was he with you? And he said, you're psycho, and I just want to know, do you have any proof? And all this, I've been split from him. We've been nothing for 2 years. I have nothing to do with him. And she's like texting me this out of nowhere.
I don't know. There's two ways you could take this. You could take the high road and be like, no, please don't.
I didn't say anything to her. I mean, I don't have anything to do with it. I mean, although I do know the only times he didn't ever come home when he was with me, he was cheating on me with her.
We could do this one of two ways. You could take the high road and just ignore it and don't respond. Or you could say, yeah, he was with me all night.
Of course
long.
You
were. All night. All night long.
Don't listen to Shay. You seem like a nice, sweet woman. Just continue to be yourself, okay?
I won't do anything terrible.
All right, have a good one.
You guys too. All night long.
Got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Not as cold, but look out for that dense fog advisory in effect for another 40 minutes. Drizzling 33 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
RCA Records, which is R. Kelly's record label, has decided that they will not release any of Kelly's new music in the wake of his sex abuse scandal.
Whoa.
He actually has 2 albums left in his contract and is reportedly upset that RCA Sony will not fund his projects.
Yeah, I can see this going to the courts. Because when you're under contract, there's certain things that you got to meet, right?
Every contract has a morality clause. And that's the way that they get out of everything.
All right. There it is.
Every contract I've ever signed, they say, if you embarrass us, if anything happens, we do not have to bind to this.
Oh. You've been around Stacey Shaw a lot, huh?
No. That's the other people protecting theyself. So they can get out of it if they don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, shoot. Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
So Future has unveiled the track listing for his 735th album. It's going to be called The Wizard.
With no A.
Yeah. And no I. No, there's an I. Why is there no A in it?
I don't know, man. These kids don't like to use vowels.
Okay,
Yeah, I'll be seeing grown women on Twitter and Facebook. They like to type, you know, fancy. Take out the vowels and the words. You can still read it, but you can't read it, though.
The record's going to have 20 songs on it, including features from Travis Scott, Young Thug, and Gunna.
Too much.
He already has 6 kids. He said in an interview he want more.
Trying to be like Eddie Murphy?
I guess so. He says that his love life has suffered due to his career.
Damn! Fam, you got with Sierra because of your career. Chill out. You think he would have got with Sierra if he wasn't Future, if he was just, you know, Clarence Jenkins from Decatur?
That's a good question. You know, chicks be talking to mad dudes for different reasons. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lot. J-Lo done mess with her dancer. I mean, it's not outside of the realm. Dudes try to act like chicks is mad gold diggers, but chicks talk to regular dudes every day with no money, no car, no nothing, all the time. But it be one chick that's out here for a bag, and y'all say, all chicks in America!
That's why they be true. Late to work.
And it's not true. You know how many...
What?
When I was 19, I let a dude drive my car and drop me off.
Yvette Moore.
But now I'm older, you know what I'm saying? I know better. But we all have done it and done entertained a brokey.
I got all of them.
Especially as he's gifted in other areas.
Oh, here you go.
I was talking about playing the violin. Yeah, there you go.
Sure you was talking about playing
there
the violin.
There you go.
Sure you were. All right, y'all. Are you chewing gum over there or what?
No, that was me doing my pop.
So how tall you said you was again?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.